It was December 2 when I talked to Dr. Jeff Bird at IUBMH on WMUN's Delaware County Today, and I asked about the then loosening of mask requirements that had been in effect for a couple of weeks at that point.
It's the weirdest thing in the world for me. After 3 years, I can now leave my office at the end of the day and walk down the hallway to the parking lot where I park my car, and I'm not wearing a mask for the last couple of weeks, and it just feels weird, but the statistics show that it was a time for us to safely be able to do that.
He told me things could change, and as of today, IU hospitals at Ball, Blackford, and Jay are requiring masks again and have visitor restrictions in place due to mostly respiratory caution for patient, staff, and visitors. What's coming up for this week? Here's Fox's Rich Dennison.
Tuesday, President Biden hosts the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington with dignitaries from across the African continent. The meetings will cover human rights, the pandemic, food security, climate, and other issues. Wednesday, the Federal Reserve ends 2 days of meetings and will announce if or how much it will raise its benchmark interest rates as the central bank continues efforts to lower the nation's inflation rate. Thursday is the deadline to apply for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act in order to have coverage in the new year. Friday's the deadline for Congress to approve a spending plan to keep the government operating and avert a partial shutdown of federal services. Democrats want a long-term spending bill passed, while Republicans are pushing for a stopgap measure so the GOP has more say when it gains a majority in the House in January. Saturday is National Wreaths Across America Day, honoring America's fallen veterans by placing wreaths on gravestones of veterans across the country. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Hamilton County Health Department ends COVID testing at their Noblesville office December 29. The reporter says after that date, residents have to call 211 for testing sites. 54% of Americans won't likely be going to an NBA game this year due to inflation. And 45 years in Kokomo, Long John Silver's A&W permanently closing there, no reason shared in the Newsbreak story we saw. And a chili cook-off was held by the staff of Toyota of Muncie Friday, and at the end, GM Chad Caster surprised the judges by making a donation to their charity of choice. My wife Nancy chose a better way. I chose Muncie Crime Stoppers Heroes and Helpers Christmas Shopping for Kids. And BSU President Mearns, Mayor Ridenour, and Al Holdren chose other deserving groups. The chef winners, by the way, first place David Miller, second place Reddy Henderson, third place Scott McFeely. And Indiana Public Radio's holiday drama, A Christmastery, is this Friday, 8 p.m. in the Sursa Performance Hall at Ball State University, parking free in the McKinley Garage, and it's, of course, live on their radio stations. Fresh local stories every morning and afternoon. Dan Dockich has exited Indy Radio after 14 years with a station there. He tweeted Thursday of his departure. His work was marked by some controversy, including a 2018 suspension and a Twitter argument at one point with a pair of college professors that turned into accusations of misogyny. He also left college basketball analyst duties at ESPN shortly thereafter. And another installment of Heroes and Helpers Christmas Shopping happened in Muncie Saturday. This time, kids and families were treated at the Walmart South store. Donations always needed through Muncie Crime Stoppers. In the first indoor meet of the campaign this year, Ball State Track and Field recorded a plethora of event wins, according to the release. Heat wins and personal bests Saturday at the Tom Wright Open on the road. Duck boats will likely be safer now that a bill has passed Congress and headed to the White House. Kurt Darling has that.
The bill was authored by Representative Andre Carson of Indianapolis. It lays out new safety rules and requirements for duck boat operators in the U.S., including new weather adherence rules, seatbelt releases while on the water, and new buoyancy requirements. Back in 2018, an Indianapolis family of nine was killed when a duck boat sank on a Missouri lake while a storm was rolling in. The bill now awaits President Biden's signature. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.